T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is KNX News 97.1 FM, Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station. Good morning, I'm Chris Seedens. It is our top local story now. Violent crime across the city of L.A., it's up over 16% compared to this time last year. Just one disturbing fact we're learning this morning from the chief of the Los Angeles Police Department. Let's go live to KNX News 97.1 FM's Craig Figner.
And Chris, you remember this from last week. We covered it. It has frightened so many people across Los Angeles. Last week, LA cops arresting over a dozen people suspected in all those recent flash mob crimes, largely at high-end retail. Still, that and other crime continues.
Last night also, after a lull of smash-and-grab instances, we had a smash-and-grab involving multiple individuals and suspects at the T-Mobile store in West L.A. Tragically, over the last 24 hours, we've also seen a double homicide of two individuals experiencing homelessness.
That's LAPD Chief Michael Moore. He gives these weekly updates to oversight commissioners, says that he's authorized more overtime within the department to cover the cost of keeping more cops on the streets of Los Angeles.
We arrest individuals carrying more than 25 guns each day. As you look at the number of guns recovered in Los Angeles, we are expected 9,000 this year, and that's turning to be a deadly combination.
In fact, a combination, he says, that is a record for guns recovered from suspects picked up by police in Los Angeles. Reporting live, Craig Figner, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
A brazen holdup outside of a downtown Los Angeles hotel is believed to be a targeted robbery. Police say the victims may have been followed to the hotel where they were robbed at gunpoint. KNX News, 97.1 FM's John Baird live at the Intercontinental Hotel with the details.
LA's police chief said it appeared this was, in fact, a follow-home type robbery where crooks go after somebody they see wearing valuable jewelry or carrying other property. This happened early this morning, just after midnight, as two men apparently waited at the valet stand outside the hotel. A BMW rolled up. Two gunmen jumped out. One of the victims was pistol whipped. Even a security guard who tried to intervene became a victim. The crooks reportedly got away with $100,000 worth of jewelry and cash. Now, people here in the downtown area, they just kind of shrugged off the crime.
Nothing surprising. Happens everywhere. You know, nothing. Either way, it's going to happen every day. You know.
Crooks escaped in the BMW. They were heading east on 7th Street. Robbery-Homicide, LAPD's Robbery-Homicide Division, is now involved in this case. Reporting live in downtown L.A., John Baird, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Beverly Hills Police Chief Mark Stainbrook, speaking on the issue of crime this morning, was on Fox News after hiring 5 more officers for his department.
More officers, very important. We've doubled the number of private security that the city's hired to help, and I have great technical systems here to catch criminals. And that's the thing, we're catching the criminals, and the problem is we're catching them over and over again, and they're being released very quickly without bail, and they're not staying in prison.
He says the problem's been building over the past few years.
With bail reform and exacerbated by COVID, you have more criminals on the streets. And essentially, you know, the California voters were sold this bill of goods that these laws would reduce the criminal population in jails.
His comments coming as the parolee charged with killing Jackie Avant in her Beverly Hills home last week is appearing in court this morning. California's Attorney General, Democrat Rob Bonta, has strongly defended the reform, saying the tools are in place to go aggressively after the criminals. We've been hearing about a rise in crime in L.A., and now we have more data to back it up. A record number of cars have been stolen this year, according to the LAPD, from the start of the year to the end of November. Close to 22,000 vehicles have been stolen. That's 8,000 more thefts than the same time period in 2019. And it's the worst year for stolen cars in the city since at least 2010. In the Bay Area, the city of Oakland is now planning to hire 60 more police officers to respond to a surge of crime there.
The increasing number of homicides, carjackings, and shootings occurring in Oakland is a situation that Oakland Police Officer Association President Barry Donilon describes as a crime tsunami.
The pace at which we're seeing violent crime is frightening. By the same token, the number of Oakland police officers that we have today is at a decade low.
The Oakland City Council will consider a police hiring plan to add two police academies in an effort to hire 60 more police officers at a cost of almost $6 million. It's a plan endorsed by the POA.
We have a cadre of folks who are leaders in this city who vilify and malign police officers right from the dais. That needs to stop. My challenge to them, one small step today, go out and thank a police officer for their service. It'll be a new experience for many of them on council.
Mayor Schaaf is endorsing a plan by Councilmember Sheng Tao to offer police hiring bonuses.
That report from Margie Schaefer of KCBS Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.